First, the Indianapolis Colts took a quarterback, potentially of the future, with the number 4th overall pick. 40 picks later, at pick 44, they move up to get Julius Brents, the cornerback from Kansas State. I'm Peter Bukowski, joined by Zach Hicks from Locked On Colts. And before we dig into this pick, Locked On NFL Draft Covered, presented to you by Ultimate Football GM. You think you can run an NFL franchise? Visit ultimate-gm.com to play the Ultimate NFL GM simulation game. Start your dynasty today. Zach, passing game is the way the NFL works now. The Colts grab a corner here in the top 50. Where does he fit in this Colts defense?
Yeah, like you said, passing game, and bet on those high-end traits. That's what they did in round one. And now here in round two, they're betting on those high-end traits again. Julius Brents from Kansas State, one of the freakiest athletes in this entire class. A phenomenal combine with his three cone and his vertical jump. And yeah, this is a guy where if you're looking at Gus Bradley's scheme, if you know, you could be coming here from 2013 or from 2012, and this is a Gus Bradley corner. This is a Gus Bradley corner, super long, super athletic, excels in press coverage. He will get after it in press. If you're thinking of those old 2012 Seattle Seahawks defenses, this is that type of corner. Yeah. So yeah, this is a guy who definitely fits Gus Bradley. Again, I know people say Gus Bradley's still stuck in the past. Well, this is, you know, that Richard Sherman type, that Brandon Browner type, that Byron Maxwell type. That's what Julius Brents is.
And so when you look at the cornerback room, and I was just looking at this before we jumped on here, the names other than Julius Brents, at least in the cornerback room, you have Kenny Moore, who's one of the best slot corners in football. I'm going to be honest. I don't know that I've heard of a lot of these other guys that they were going to potentially be running out there. Is Brents going to have to come in and be a starter right away and potentially take on that role as their number one corner right away?
As of right now, I think he would. Obviously, there's still guys out there in free agency. We're all still hoping a Shaquille Griffin or a Rakusin signing could be on the horizon there. But look, if they're going to end up starting these guys again, Anthony Richardson's their quarterback. It doesn't really matter too much if they're successful here in 2023. It's about building for that future and getting a guy like Julius Brents those valuable reps. On the other side, you're going to have Isaiah Rogers Sr., presumably. And even if you don't know him, Peter, don't worry. The whole league will this year. That is a phenomenal young player who just needs his snap. So Isaiah Rogers Sr. on the other side, Julius Brents. And look, if it crashes and burns this year, that's fine. You know, it's about going young. It's about getting these guys those reps. And Julius Brents is one of those guys where, again, the high-end potential, his athletic ability, just get him on the field, let him work through those rough patches and come out better for it on the other side.
As I was watching him, a lot of grabbiness at the top of routes and understanding that those are the kind of things where you need to be physical, but you need to be selectively physical. How big a concern is that for you, especially as a rookie, as good as he could be in the future? Most rookie cornerbacks, they struggle.
Yeah, you know, rookie corners really struggle. We saw that here in India a couple years ago with Rakusin against that Denver Broncos team in 2020, one of those years right there where he had, I think, 5 penalties in that game as a rookie corner. It's just what happens. You know, young corners, they get a little grabby. They don't really understand what they can fully get away with. And also, again, you want to be competitive. You want to be physical. I'd rather have a corner that's overly physical, overly competitive, and I have to rein them in a little bit than have it the other way where they're scared of contact. They don't want to get after it. They don't want to be physical and get on receivers and then have to teach them to be a little bit more physical. So again, it's going to be a process. This is a guy where, you know, when you have Ron Meyer, really experienced veteran defensive backs coach who's going to be working with him, you're going to have to just rein this guy in to fully become what he can ultimately be one day. So yeah, rookie season, I really do think it's going to be a little rough at times. You're going to see a lot of those learning curve that, you know, showing up. You're going to see some penalties, but I think long-term this could be a really good pick for the Indianapolis Colts.
Quarterback, cornerback, plenty of spots left that don't sound exactly the same for the Indianapolis Colts to grab here at the rest of this draft. Make sure you are subscribed to Locked On Colts on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Zach, thanks.
Of course.